In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and empty. Darkness was everywhere, and in the darkness the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So just imagine, light just came out of nowhere. And the point is that God did all this. We didn't get here by chance. It wasn't just pure chance or good luck or bad luck, but God created it all. And God saw that it was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called the night. There was evening and morning. That was the first day. And then God said, "Let there be a space in the middle of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Then God made the sky, and he divided the waters that are above from the waters below. Because you realise that clouds are just water.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, the clouds are just water. So, God divided those waters from the waters below, like the sea and everything. And God called the sky heaven, and there was evening and morning, and it was the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." So whoosh, all the waters were gathered into the oceans, and dry land appeared, and it was so. And God called that dry land earth, and the waters he called seas. And then he said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, and have plants that bear their own seed, and trees bearing their own fruit." The earth did so. And God saw that it was good, and that was the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the sky above to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons, to mark days and years. Let them be for lights to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that's the sun, and the smaller light to rule the night, that's the moon. He also made the stars. And you look at all those stars up there in the sky.
And there's lots and lots of them.
That's right. And to think that God just said, "Stars," and they just appeared.
Appear. Stars appear.
And God saw that it was good. And that was the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters bring forth multitudes," that's lots and lots of moving creatures that have life, "and let birds fly above the earth in the open sky." So God created great whales, like swallowed Jonah, and every living creature that moves on the earth. The waters brought them forth in great numbers, and he created the birds and saw how good it was. He blessed all his creations and said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the water in the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth." This was the fifth day. God said, "Let the earth bring forth creatures of all kinds, cattle, creeping things, and animals of the earth." The earth did so, and God saw that this was good. And then he said, "Let us make man in our image." Now, that wasn't God talking to Jesus.
Yeah.
That was the angels. So,
yes.
God said to the angels, "Let us make man," or the angels said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So then God and the angels have an image and a likeness, and we as humans are made like them.
So he just said, "Come on, angels, let's make someone in our own form."
That's right. "And let's make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him have power over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the animals, over all the earth, and over everything that moves on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created man and woman. He made them male and female, and he blessed them and told them, "Be fruitful and multiply," that is, have children. "Fill the earth and have power over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over all the creeping things that creep upon the earth. I have given you every plant that bears its own seed, and every tree bearing its own fruit, which is upon the face of the earth. They shall be your food. To every animal of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps upon the earth and is alive, I have given the grass and the plants for food." So back in those days, the animals did not eat each other. They just ate grass.
Yeah, like the lions didn't catch zebras and eat the meat. They just ate grass, plain grass.
That's right. And also Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the trees. They didn't go around killing animals. So, the heavens and the earth were finished and filled with life. On the seventh day, God rested from his work that he had made. And God blessed that seventh day and made it a special day, because on that day he had rested. So this is how God created the earth and the heavens and all the plants before they were in the earth and every tree before it grew. God made a mist go up from the ground that watered the whole surface of the ground. And the Lord God had formed man from the dust and breathed into his nose the breath of life, and man had become a living soul or a living creature. So they didn't have rain, they had a mist. And that's why when God said he was going to destroy the earth with a flood in the times of Noah, wow, they'd never heard of anything like that. So this great creation has been made by God for us. We didn't get here by chance. And he really is eagerly watching what we do. And his great plan is that when Jesus comes back, the kingdom of God will be established on the earth, and everything's going to go back to how it was back then before Adam sinned.
Yes, that's right. But the one we had in Cinder, we wasn't in heaven when Adam sinned. We wasn't in heaven when Adam sinned.
That's right, it was all on the earth.